southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 93. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 68. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 81. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Supreme Court has announced that they will be reviewing a portion of the voting rights lawsuit that was challenging the constitutionality of new mandates that were created back in 2021 after concerns of election security. Fake News reports that the plaintiffs filed the motion on Tuesday last week into the Kansas Supreme Court, challenging parts of the restrictions on House Bill 2332 and House Bill 2183 that say election officials must evaluate advance ballots by matching signatures on file with the county with signatures on ballot envelopes. The law also says that one individual cannot deliver more than 10 advance voting ballots on behalf of other voters. Finally, the new laws say that they do create new penalties for touching somebody else's ballot and distributing ballots or altering the postmark on an advance ballot. The lawsuit was originally filed back in 2021 against the Secretary of State Scott Schwab and Attorney General Chris Kobach by the League of Women Voters, Loud Light, Kansas Appleseed Center for Law and Justice, and the Topeka Independent Living Resources Center.
The Kia summer sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. With fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
The Kansas Supreme Court has announced that it will be accepting a portion of a voting rights lawsuit that is challenging the constitutionality of mandates that were created back in 2021 in regards to election security. Fake News reports that the plaintiffs filed the motion on Tuesday last week into the Kansas Supreme Court, challenging parts of the restrictions on House Bill 2332 and House Bill 2183 that say election officials must evaluate advance ballots by matching signatures on file with the county with signatures on ballot envelopes. The law also says that one individual cannot deliver more than 10 advance voting ballots on behalf of other voters. Finally, the new laws say that they do create new penalties for touching somebody else's ballot and distributing ballots or altering the postmark on an advance ballot. Both of the bills were vetoed by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, but were overridden by the Republican state legislature. The lawsuit was originally filed back in 2021 against the Secretary of State Scott Schwab and Attorney General Chris Kobach by the League of Women Voters, Loud Light, Kansas Appleseed Center for Law and Justice, and the Topeka Independent Living Resources Center.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. 4th of July celebrations are right around the corner, which means many cities across the state of Nebraska are preparing for their festivities, including the city of Hastings. They say they're set to celebrate their Independence Day parties starting at 5:30 on July 4th at Brickyard Park, where they say they'll have doubles cornhole tournaments and reminding individuals that participation is a $20 per team and must be pre-registered by the end of this week on June 30th. They also say food trucks will be serving between 5:30 to 10 p.m., for the concert, including Luke Mills, performing between 7 to 10 p.m., and fireworks beginning at 10 p.m. The annual 4th of July parade at Fisher Fountain is also organized by the YWCA of Adams and will take place starting at 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. with the kids' parade, including decorated bikes, strollers, and scooters starting at noon. Also, a barbecue and raffles will begin with the YWCA programs. For more information on all the festivities for the city of Hastings, Nebraska, you can go to the website at cityofhastings.org. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington, we've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Thunderstorms Thursday morning rolled quickly across northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska with limited and widely varying amounts of rain, with just a trace in Marysville to well over an inch and a half, some parts in the Blue Rapids area. Gusty winds to 60 and 70 miles per hour, mainly along Highway 9 down some trees and power lines, with power out for several hours at some locations, notably in the Lynn, Greenleaf, and Barnes areas. Power poles were down on Eagle Road between 7th and 8th in Washington County. Several vehicle windows were reported broken at Valley Heights High School, and tree limbs were reported down in Blue Rapids and Frankfort, with some streets blocked. Limbs may be left curbside yet Friday in Blue Rapids, as well as Centralia. Half the town of Vermillion was without power, and Nemaha Marshall REA had some 30 customers affected, as did Bluestem Electric. Many reports of crop damage have been received. Marshall County commissioners have asked for updated information regarding the jail project and are scheduled to review estimates for options, including remodel and expansion of the current jail facility, at Monday's meeting at 10:30, and will further explore financing options for that or a new facility east of Marysville. The sheriff, architect, construction manager, and finance advisor will be in attendance. Hanover days of 49 run through Saturday. Two big parades, Friday at 6:30 and Saturday at 5:30, are planned. Matt Gendra is among organizers excited for the parades.
Oh, it's awesome because everybody, a lot of local businesses support it. People come from other towns, from quite a ways away, actually. And there's everything from supporting people's businesses to people just entering floats that are just kind of a fun, you know, jokingly good time. And everybody loves it. Everybody throws candy. The kids always enjoy it. And it's just one of those things that's always kind of been a part of the days of 49.
Along with the parades, free entertainments are planned with Luke Christensen Friday and the Joker Band Saturday night. Matt Gendra is a guest on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, and talks about the days of 49. Reminding folks, Friday's parade is at 6:30, Saturday at 5:30 in Hanover.
Friday, the parade is going to be a very similar parade, except it's going to start, come right down here on Main Street in Hanover, starting at 6:30. After that, up at the fairgrounds too, there's going to be a cornhole tournament for anybody that wants to get involved in that with cash prizes. There's also going to be a kids' pedal pole. And that evening, there's going to be a band, live music from Koopman Combo and Luke Christensen.
Fireworks in Waterville Monday will be at the ball field at 10, with free swimming Monday evening at the city pool from 6 until 9. Tuesday, Blue Rapids will host a photo hunt scavenger hunt beginning at 2:30 with registration at 2 on the square. Fireman's Barbecue Tuesday, serving 5 until 7 at the 4-H Achievement Center. The annual duck race is at 7 p.m., Get yours at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware or First Commerce Bank with gift card and chamber bucks for the top three winners. Susie and the Reckless will perform free Tuesday evening 7 till 10 at the fairgrounds with fireworks to follow, and the ball field concession stand will also be open. Details on Facebook at the City of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Washington's fireworks display will begin at 10 p.m. July 4th at the fairgrounds. Fireworks will be shot just south of the racetrack in the old baseball field. In the event of rain, it will be rescheduled Friday, July 7th. The historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville will bring back the road rally Tuesday, July 4th, with departures from the depot beginning at 10 a.m. as a fundraiser. Marysville fireworks this year will be in conjunction with the Skyfest activities Saturday, July 8th. Shirley M. Spangler, age 88, of Axtell, passed away June the 8th. A funeral service is planned July 1st, 10 a.m. at the Mission Covenant Church, southwest of Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell Endrith Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Shirley Spangler. Adam Casey Ingram, age 53, of Washington, passed away June 26th. A celebration of life service will be held July 15th at 2 p.m. at his residence, 2270 Rainbow Road, Washington, with a Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Casey Ingram.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Kansas heat got you in a mood? Cool off with CJ Express's free Fountain Drink Friday all summer long. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and upper 90s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms still continue into Saturday, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. And a slight chance for some scattered showers Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Some rain may linger early Sunday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Staying clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. A bit warmer throughout Monday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. And mostly clear skies over Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. And a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. And some rain on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 89. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 68. And the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04.
Looking for new refreshment ideas for summer entertaining? How about brewing up some rhubarb punch? We share that recipe today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 30th, the 181st day of the year. Olympic swimming champ Michael Phelps has a birthday, and the first Chevy Corvette rolled off the assembly line on this day in 1953. Need to add some variety to your summer beverage repertoire? Here's a great recipe for rhubarb punch. Place a pound of rhubarb, washed, trimmed, and cut into chunks, into a saucepan with a cup of water and a cinnamon stick. Cook for 10 minutes. Strain and discard the rhubarb. Stir a cup of sugar into the remaining juice and chill. Now mix the syrup into a quart of water, along with a cup of pineapple juice and a half cup of fresh lemon juice, and serve. You can adjust the pucker power by adding more sugar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find this recipe and more summer beverage ideas at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville. When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors. Bruce's Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, hail damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the Kansas City Royals have narrowed it down to two locations where the new stadium will be. One of them is an East Village site just east of the Kansas City Police Department headquarters and northeast of 12th and Cherry. Also a site in North Kansas City near 18th Avenue and Fayette. Majority owner John Sherman said that they'll have an answer by the end of this summer. Well, former Wichita State player Torrey Murray is reportedly heading to the Philadelphia 76ers as an associate coach to help out new 76ers head coach Nick Nurse. Murray went undrafted in the 2012 NBA draft, found himself playing in the NBA G League, and later made his way to play for three different NBA teams, the New York Knicks, Utah Jazz, and the Washington Wizards. Wichita State also made the news yesterday as it got announced that one of the American Athletic Conference championships will be held in Wichita. It'll be May 8th through the 11th, and it'll be softball at Wilkins Stadium. That's a look at your sports here for the Kansas Mid-America Network.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first, Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Well, taking a look at the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers guard James Harden has exercised his $35.6 million option for the 23-24 season, clearing the way for the organization and the 10-time All-Star to work together on finding a trade partner. Well, the Texas Rangers are sending a franchise record starters to the All-Star game in Seattle next month, with four, starting with catcher Jonah Heim and rookie third baseman Josh Jung, are appearing as first-time All-Stars. They'll join shortstop Corey Seager and second baseman Marcus Semien. Well, the Royals were back in action yesterday afternoon as once again they were playing a series with the Cleveland Guardians, and Kansas City comes out on top, but it takes them 10 innings. Even though Cleveland scored one in the top of the 10th, the Royals were able to score two in the bottom of the 10th to pick up the win 4-3. Royals win on four runs on six hits. Cleveland did have three runs on 13 hits. I'm Jeremy with your Kansas Mid-America Network.
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Since 1976, Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions has been your farm and home marketing team. Let the experienced family team of Tom and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you when buying or selling a home or farmland. Delivering timely, honest, and professional guidance, visit olmstedrealestate.com to view current listings and auctions. Your farm and home marketing team is Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions.
With just 1,100 miles, Venortis Motor Company has a like-new 2023 Buick Envision Essence. They have a 2018 Buick Enclave Essence, plus a 2018 Toyota RAV4 and 2017 Jeep Renegade on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Although sandbars and other river snags were a danger for Lewis and Clark on the way up the Missouri River, it was this obstacle in Montana that made them pull their boats out of the water. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
News on the radio, it's nice because it's just a quick snippet and I don't have to go searching for it or grab a paper.
I listen to radio because anywhere that I'm going, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to a talk show or I'm just trying to stay up on current events.
I always turn into the radio to see if I need to take shelter or where it's hitting, to see what I need to be preparing for.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
As Dick Boss in Great Falls, Montana will tell you, the Lewis and Clark expedition knew they would encounter a major obstacle in their path up the Missouri. They just didn't know exactly where it was.
Lewis did arrive at the falls on June 13th of 1805 and was the first to see the falls. Clark's previous journey up the Missouri fell short by about 5 miles.
There were five falls. The combined rapids and cascades covered a distance of about 12 miles. They formed the Great Falls of the Missouri.
Clark calculated the distance of the portage using a 33-foot chain. He staked and flagged the route every eighth of a mile for a total distance of over 18 miles. Those stakes led the way that carts pulling the canoes would follow.
The four wheels of the two carts that were actually made were cut as you'd cut a carrot on your kitchen sink, crosswise, you know, solid wooden wheels, the 22-inch diameter. And the axles are initially used, which was the mast from the White Pirogue.
The tongue and axles of the carts were constantly replaced due to the rugged trip. The first set wore out in about 6 to 8 miles. The men walked back the 18 miles with the cart the next day, and then used two carts to haul the second and third canoes overland. This time, they hoisted the sails on the canoes as the wind was favorable to help push the boats on dry land. They repeated the process for canoes 4 and 5 and finally returned for the sixth and final canoe. But before that final trip could be made, a severe thunderstorm pummeled the men. Hailstones measuring 7 inches in circumference bloodied the party and sent them scurrying for cover. The entire portage took almost 12 days. Traveling the countryside in Great Falls, Montana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in 1 or 2 bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Getting water out of the pond is just as important as filling it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Regular maintenance of the spillway is critical for draining excess water and to prevent flooding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If the water level in your pond is suddenly rising, take a look at the spillway. Its job is to control the maximum depth of the pond and direct the outflow to an area that won't compromise the integrity of the pond structure. A spillway that's not maintained is headed for trouble. Tim Mattson is a pond consultant and author. He says in a natural spillway where the excess water leaves through a stream-like channel, plants will grow in. But if they become overgrown, it can cause problems with water drainage.
And if it catches debris trying to leave the pond, can clog up and you may get flooding because the water can't leave the pond properly. I've seen ponds where spillways fill in with plants and debris and the pond level starts to rise and rise and then it starts to actually go over the dam.
Mattson recommends keeping the vegetation in check and dig out the spillway a little more if needed. You may need to add reinforcement with stones or riprap if erosion is a problem. Some ponds rid their excess water through a piping system. This also needs to be inspected periodically to be sure the pipe is holding up.
Most people use plastic these days, but not so long ago it was steel or iron, and those materials could corrode. You have to look at that aspect of the spillway to make sure that you haven't got something that's rusting and is going to fall apart or is already leaking, perhaps. If it's plastic, it's not going to rust, but it can crack, perhaps, with ice damage.
Make sure leaves, branches, algae, and other debris don't clog the discharge pipe or channel. Spillways are very attractive to beavers, and they like nothing better than to plug them up. Learn more about keeping a pond spillway in top shape at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses.
I'm not crazy about housework, but I do love deep cleaning my home in the spring and the fall. Opening up the windows, turning on some tunes, really having fun with it.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
You know, you can do the same thing with your finances once or twice a year. Here's some tips to help you know how to deep clean up your money house. First, get organized. Make sure you have all your financial documents stored in one place. Then think about and plan for some of those major life events, like college for your kids and retirement. Prepare for the unexpected so you or your loved ones, they don't have any unnecessary financial burdens. And make sure you set aside funds for giving to others. It's simple. But if you feel overwhelmed, ask a financial professional for help and ask God for the wisdom to make the best decisions. So open the windows and do some deep cleaning, and you'll be one step closer to living a more content, confident, and generous life.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley, as well as Whirlpool and Maytag appliances. Over 300 new appliances in stock for immediate pickup or delivery to your home, with free shipping on all products over $4.99. Check out name brand dishwashers starting at $3.99. Reclining sofas start at $4.88. From Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Maintaining order in the public seed breeding universe. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The two primary ways to protect the intellectual property rights of seed breeders are patents and plant variety protection, or PVP. Seed developed by university researchers is mostly protected by PVP. A group called the Farmers Yield Initiative helps enforce protections for publicly developed seeds. Neil Foster is executive director of one of its members, the South Dakota Crop Improvement Association.
It takes a breeder roughly 10 to 15 years to develop a new variety after they go through all the thousands of crosses that they initially start with, and then the years of screening and testing in order to make sure that that variety is what is good for the industry.
PVP rules are usually more flexible than handling of a patented variety. Still, says Foster, some try to flout them.
A lawyer digs up all the background information, does all the investigation, and then he'll bring this case forward if the case warrants it. These cases rarely go to trial because he has everything lined up that there's basically no wiggle room for the person that has done the infringement.
Foster says whether patented or PVP protected seed,
you always want to try to have legal seed because it always comes back to bite you in the end.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Prices for new vehicles may be more affordable than you thought, and your new car or truck is waiting at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Go online and see their selection, or stop by the lot on West Court in Beatrice with hundreds of new and used vehicles in all price ranges. Put their finance team to work getting you into a new ride today. Check out incentives for new car or trucks now, and let them evaluate your trade-in. Stop by soon, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Online at twinriv.com.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Friday, June the 30th, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. EPA's recent finalized renewable fuel volumes for this year through 2025 still leave unanswered questions about the future of biofuels. Biofuels face multiple uncertainties, including a gradual move away from liquid fuels. But there's also more immediate challenge that EPA may still allow electric vehicles to qualify for renewable fuel credits, or RINs, after first dropping the plan. Troy Bredenkamp with the Renewable Fuels Association has this to say.
We're told that they may come back and address it as soon as the end of the year, but it's, again, going to be a challenge since what they had proposed was completely different than the way that the RVO and the RFS program has worked today through the liquid fuel side.
Another uncertainty, political and statutory changes.
Now that the schedule within the original renewable fuel standard that was in statute has expired, we are up to the EPA and to the whatever administration is in office at the time to determine the path forward for the RFS.
Today, EPA's called for 15 billion gallons of corn ethanol use. Tomorrow, it may not, but there are other uses.
Sustainable aviation fuel and corn's participation is available through this program if our carbon intensity is low enough to qualify.
In other ag news, a group of lawmakers is asking for farm bill funding to help rural communities with PFAS contamination. In a letter to leadership of the House and Senate Ag Committees, the lawmakers say it is imperative that we take decisive action to provide assistance and relief to those affected by PFAS. And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Japanese beetles will be coming out in many areas of the country soon. Begin your plan of attack when the first ones arrive on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Summer was a bad one for Japanese beetles in my area. Thousands devoured my knockout roses, green beans, and the leaves on our linden tree. James Quinn is a regional horticultural specialist at the University of Missouri. He says when you see the first beetles arrive, spray the plants you want to protect with an insecticide.
If you can get that initial treatment on, it will probably give you about 3 weeks of protection. And then if you start to see them kind of linger, come back around, treat again. There's a number of different active ingredients you can use. 7 is one that is very effective. Insecticide triazide insect killer is a very effective product. And there's lots of formulations with permethrin, and that also should be effective.
There are drenches available for tree protection, but be careful applying them if the tree is flowering so it doesn't affect the bees. If you don't want to use insecticides, another option is trapping. The jury is out on whether traps are effective or they call in more beetles, telling them the party's at your house.
When populations of Japanese beetles are fairly low in the area, then they can work okay because there's not so many that they overwhelm the traps. And so people will often use traps initially to good success. But when the Japanese beetles come in some really daunting numbers, then the traps almost seem to draw more into your area than the trap will catch.
If you use traps, put them around the edge of your property, away from the plants you're trying to protect. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more on what to do about Japanese beetles at agriculture.com.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. A couple of reports today have affected the markets in a major way. For example, July corn right now, down 15 and a half. 565 and a half is your price. September corn at $5, that's down 23 and a half right now. Kansas City wheat for July, 816 and a half, that's up 22 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for September, 803, that's up 3 currently. July oats at 374 and a half, up 6 and 3 quarters. Oats for September, 393 quarters, that's up 7 and a quarter. Soybeans for July, 1556, that's up 73 right now. August soybeans at 1443 and a half, up 75 and a half on this Friday. Cotton for July, 81.25, paused. Cotton for October, 81.25, that's up $2.04. And cotton for December, 80.50, that's up $1.47 right now. Taking a look at live cattle for June, 181.50, up $1.75. Cattle for August, live cattle for August, 176.47 and a half, that's up $1.95. Feeder cattle for August, 246.62 and a half, that's up $4 and a quarter. September feeder cattle is 249.70. That's up $3.90. Crude oil for August up 64 cents at 70.50. Crude oil for September up 63 cents at 70.65. Gold for August 19.30.20. That's up $12.30. October gold 19.49.20. That's up $12.40. Silver for July, 22.76, up 16 cents. Wall Street, the Dow is up 281 right now. S&P up 53. NASDAQ up 246. That's your market information.
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Shocker basketball has turned the page to a new era with head coach Paul Mills now at the helm. Coach Mills looks forward to continuing the winning tradition of Wichita State basketball and knows we have to do it together with your help. Join Shocker Nation in Charles Koch Arena for the 2023-24 season by purchasing your season tickets now. Call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS and join the fight for Wichita with head coach Paul Mills. That's 316-978.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. County fair season is around the corner, which means the responsibility of trying to keep livestock safe is around the corner too. Kansas Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith discusses the importance of biosecurity around the farm and fairs. Knowledge on how to keep livestock's biosecurity strong at home and when traveling is important. Smith explains the importance of inspecting animals and making sure everything is accounted for before leaving the show.
Sure. So I think some of the big things is obviously just look your animals over. It's very exciting to be able to get to go to the shows and everything of that sort. But at the same time, we want to take healthy animals to the show. So if there's something there that doesn't look right, whether it's a lesion on the animal or whether they just don't feel good or something of that sort, you know, take that into account. And maybe this isn't the show we need to go to this time. So I think that's the first thing is just make sure that we look at our animals and make sure they're in a healthy state before we ever load them on a trailer. The other one is just make sure that we have all all the equipment we need. I mean, the last thing you want to get there is without what you need and then have to go beg and borrow it, and that's not a good idea either. So have what you have need. If you're crossing state lines, you need to make sure that you've got that certificate of veterinary inspection or health paper to be able to cross that state lines legally.
When coming home from a show, the safest thing to do is separate the animal from the rest of the group for a set amount of time. He talks about the importance of time livestock should be separated and how many days separated is best.
Most definitely. I think the big thing is just keep them separated. If you've got other animals at home, you know, designate a place on your farm that is what we quote-unquote call our isolation pen. May not be their normal pen that you're going to put them back into, you know, but have an extra stall or an extra pen over there to where you can keep them separate. If you could do it for 14 days, that's phenomenal. That may not be possible. If not, you know, any time period that you can put them through and separate them from the rest of your animals on the farm and monitor them a little more closely benefits you greatly. I mean, in the worst case scenario, you don't want to bring that disease home.
Smith discusses the benefits of being vigilant in terms of biosecurity and how it can be a safeguard.
So biosecurity is one of the things that you can be proactive. It is not a reactionary thing. And so if you can institute a strong and solid biosecurity plan, you have the ability to prevent a lot of problems. And you have the ability to basically prevent a lot of problems that could come your way. And so biosecurity is one of those things that we can do proactively, much like getting prophylactic vaccinations. It's that thing that you can do to safeguard yourself.
That was Kansas State Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith about how important biosecurity is during the shows and travel from one operation to the next. In order to keep livestock safe and practice biosecurity, start making a relationship with your vet and contact your local extension office. To learn more, visit www.kansasdepartmentofagriculture-divisionofanimalhealth. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Celebrate National Dairy Month this and every June with your favorite dairy treat. With over 200 licensed dairy herds in the state of Kansas, you're closer than you think to a dairy producer. Containing essential nutrients and 8 grams of protein in every serving, dairy is a nutritional powerhouse and an important part of a well-balanced lifestyle. A reminder to thank a dairy producer, and that June is National Dairy Month from Bussing Dairy of Axtell. Continuing the tradition of the American Family Dairy, proud sponsor of National Dairy Month. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring cattle sales every other Thursday. Consignments online at marysvillelivestock.com. And KNDY Radio, up to date with the latest weather and markets every hour, your farm and home information radio is KNDY. A reminder to thank a producer this and every June during National Dairy Month.
KNDY. Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.